All right, welcome in, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Yep. This time, we're tackling this this white paper all about building an enterprise archive, you know, in the cloud.
In the cloud, yeah.
And honestly, at first glance, yeah. I thought, is this really something that's going to be that interesting?
Yeah. But
the more I dug into it, the more I realized this stuff connects to like how we use the internet every day.
Oh, absolutely. It's way more relevant than it might seem.
For companies especially, right?
Yeah, for sure. So we're looking at a few things here, some stuff from the Solix website about their enterprise archiving solution, and then this white paper, how to build an enterprise archive in the cloud.
Okay, so Solix is really pushing this enterprise archiving as the way to deal with, you know, data growth,
which
I feel like everyone's heard of, but why should businesses care? Like, is this really a problem?
It is. And it comes down to data-driven applications, right? The more data they have, the better they work, the better they can, you know, give you insights and all that. But when you've got all this data, and the white paper mentions that most companies' data is actually over 2 years old.
Wow.
It becomes a real headache to manage. Like, think about all the applications, the servers, the storage costs, all that. It really adds up.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So when we say enterprise archive, what are we talking about? Is this like a giant digital warehouse in the cloud or something?
Yeah, basically. Both the Solix website and the white paper describe it as this central cloud-based place for all of a company's data. And I mean everything. Databases, emails, social media posts, even stuff from systems they don't even use anymore.
Wow.
The goal is to have this single, always up-to-date archive that shows like the entire history of the business.
I can't even imagine trying to keep track of every single digital thing a company creates.
Yeah.
How do they even make that happen?
That's where this idea of a data fabric comes in. It's like the framework that makes the whole enterprise archive possible.
Data fabric. That's a new one for me. What's that all about?
Okay, so the white paper breaks down the data fabric into four main capabilities. First, you've got connectivity.
Okay.
Being able to connect to and collect data from every part of the company, even old mainframes or cloud platforms like Salesforce.
So they're pulling data from everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
What happens to all that data? I mean, just dumping it all in one place seems like it would be a mess.
Right. And that's where the second capability comes in metadata management. It's basically a way to organize and make sense of all that data.
Okay.
By tracking where the data came from, what it means, you know, creating catalogs and stuff, it actually makes the archive usable.
So it's not just a giant digital junk drawer.
Exactly.
What are the other two capabilities?
So third is data governance. That's all about making sure the data is managed properly throughout its whole life cycle. We're talking about compliance with regulations, security protocols, things like that.
That sounds pretty important, especially with all the data privacy regulations these days.
Oh, for sure.
What about the last one?
Last but not least, data discovery. This is what lets people within the company actually search and use the data in the archive. It needs to be really flexible to handle all kinds of different data formats and even get info from systems that aren't even being used anymore.
Wait, you can access data from systems that are gone?
Yep.
That's going to be incredibly useful.
Especially when companies retire those old applications but still need that historical data. They can ditch the old system without losing the valuable info.
So it's like keeping all the good stuff, mm-hmm. even after you upgrade. Thinking back to our original question, it seems like all these benefits, better performance, saving money, and better data governance, are exactly why someone would want to download this white paper.
Yeah.
It's like a sneak peek into how this whole enterprise archiving thing works and how it could actually help their business.
That's a really good point. It does a good job of laying out the potential benefits, but it also gives you a better idea of what's actually involved in setting up an enterprise archive. It's not a simple process.
It's not just throwing all your data in the cloud and hoping for the best.
Definitely not. There's a lot of strategy involved, and the white paper really gets into the specifics of building a system that's, you know, robust, secure, and actually meets your company's needs.
And I'm really curious to dig deeper into this.
Let's do it. One thing that really jumps out from the white paper is just how important planning and strategy are when you're building this enterprise archive.
Yeah, it's definitely not just like backing up your files to the cloud, right?
Exactly. It's way more involved than that. And it's not a one-size-fits-all solution either. The white paper talks about really assessing your needs, figuring out what your data landscape looks like, and then designing a system that actually fits those needs.
So it's like tailoring a suit. You got to take the measurements right to get that perfect fit.
That's a great way to put it. And just like with a good suit, A well-designed enterprise archive can have some serious benefits.
The Solix website actually mentions a few of those, like better app performance and, you know, saving money. How does that work?
Sure. So when you move data, you don't use that often to the archive. It frees up resources in your active systems, right? So things run faster and smoother overall.
Like decluttering your digital workspace. Get rid of all those old files that are slowing you down.
Exactly. And that decluttering can actually save you money too. Cloud storage is usually cheaper than keeping all those big servers on site, especially for data you're not accessing all the time.
So it's a win-win. Better performance and lower costs.
It can be, yeah. But it's important to remember that this isn't some magic solution. You have to plan carefully and do it right to make an enterprise archive really work.
Which brings us back to why this white paper is so useful. It gives you that roadmap, those steps, to help companies navigate this whole process.
Right. It's like a blueprint for success. It lays out the best practices, talks about potential problems, and helps you avoid those common mistakes.
Something any business leader who's serious about managing their data would want to have, right?
Absolutely. This white paper is packed with insights and really practical advice that can make a real difference in how a company handles data archiving.
It's like having a whole team of experts in your corner, guiding you through it all and helping you make the right decisions.
That's a great way to think about it. And the best part is, all this expertise is just a download away.
So it's not just a sales pitch for Solix.
No, it's genuinely useful info that can help companies take control of their data.
It sounds like they're sharing their knowledge to help companies make the best choices for their specific needs.
Exactly. That's what makes this white paper so interesting. It's not about selling a product. It's about teaching businesses why managing data well is so important.
And that's something we can all appreciate, I think. Whether you're a tech expert or just someone who uses apps every day, knowing how your data is being managed is important.
I totally agree. This whole deep dive has really shown how important data archiving is in today's world, you know, where everything runs on data.
It's made me realize just how much data we create and how important it is to have the right systems in place to manage it all.
And with the right approach, like the one they talk about in this white paper, data archiving can actually become a real advantage for businesses.
It's not just about storing stuff anymore. It's about using your data to get insights and come up with new ideas.
That's a great way to put it. And it's something that anyone who understands how powerful data can be will connect with.
So for anyone listening who's still not sure about downloading this white paper, I say go for it.
It's free, it's full of great insights and practical advice, and it gives you a whole new perspective on data management. You really have nothing to lose.
Exactly. It could be the first step towards a more efficient, cost-effective, and insightful way to manage your company's data.
And that's definitely something worth investing your time in.
For sure. So there you have it. If you're curious about enterprise archiving and how it can help your business, this white paper is a great place to start.
It's a deep dive into a fascinating and constantly evolving field, and who knows, it might just spark some innovative ideas for how you manage your own data.
Until next time. Keep exploring.
Yes.
You know, it really is kind of amazing when you think about all the potential that's just sitting there in data.
Like a gold mine, right? Just waiting to be explored.
Yeah, exactly. And this white paper is like the map that shows you where to start digging.
That's a great way to put it. It gives you the framework, the tools, you know, everything you need to find those valuable insights.
And speaking of insights, one thing I noticed when I was going through all this Solix stuff was how much they talk about the human side of data management.
Oh, yeah, that's so important. We talk a lot about automation and AI and all that, but humans are still at the heart of it all.
Makes sense. I mean, you've got data analysts, data scientists, data engineers, all these people working with the data, making sense of it, turning it into something useful.
Right, and those human insights are what drive innovation and help companies make the right decisions.
So it's not just about the tech then, it's about the people using it and the choices they make based on that data.
Exactly. And the white paper actually touches on this, talking about data literacy and how important it is for companies to invest in training their employees.
So it's like giving them the tools to become like data detectives.
I love that because that's really what it is, uncovering clues, making connections, finding those hidden patterns.
And all those discoveries can lead to amazing things, right?
Yeah.
New products, better ways of doing things, a better understanding of the world around us.
It's a really exciting time to be working with data. And this white paper gives you a glimpse of what's possible.
So for anyone out there who's still on the fence about downloading this white paper, I say just do it.
It's free. It's packed with info and inspiration. You know, what do you have to lose?
Right. It could be that first step towards managing your company's data in a smarter, more efficient, and more insightful way.
And that's definitely worth taking the time to explore.
Absolutely. So there you have it. If you're curious about enterprise archiving and what it can do for your business, this white paper is a great place to start. It's a deep dive into a fascinating and constantly evolving world. And who knows, it might just spark some big ideas about how you manage your own data. Until next time, keep exploring.